Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Reese Langley, Vice President of Washington Operations for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The National Cotton Council has created a COVID-19 resources page that's located on the council's website homepage. And we would encourage all council members to visit that site frequently for updated information and resources that will hopefully be helpful to you and your business as you're working to get through the current pandemic.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
The program is supposed to be operational beginning on Friday, April the 3rd. The loan application period will run until the end of June. There's $350 billion that Congress has provided for this program. However, we anticipate the subscription rate to be extremely high and would encourage individuals and businesses to go ahead and apply as soon as possible. This program is available through your local commercial lenders, whether that be banks, credit unions, and also some local farm credit associations have the ability to participate in the program if they choose to. It is limited to businesses with 500 employees or less, although there are some variations in that limit that SBA has established. For example, when it comes to textile, fabric, or yarn manufacturers, the employee limit is 1,250. So there are some variations depending on different industry sectors. The way the program works is it would allow for a loan amount of up to $10 million is the max, but the amount is determined by looking at an employer's average payroll cost per month over the last year, and it's 2.5 times the monthly payroll is what the loan amount can be. Now, these funds can be used or have to be used, one, for payroll purposes, but also can go towards rent payments, utilities, and interest on mortgage payments. If the employer uses these funds to maintain or rehire staff, then the loan amount would be forgiven up to 8 weeks' worth of payroll cost or 2 months' worth of payroll expenses. And that portion can be forgiven plus up to 25% of the money that went to the other covered expenses, like I mentioned, rent, utilities, and mortgage interest. The repayment on the amount that's not forgiven, those payments would be deferred for 6 months. The loans have a 2-year term and an interest rate of 0.5%. In addition to this program, SBA also operates the Economic Injury Disaster Loan and Grant Program. Now, this is an ongoing SBA program that they've had in place for a number of years, and again, it's targeted to small businesses. But traditionally, this program has not been available to farms. However, because of the legislation that Congress passed recently, the Cotton Council and other ag organizations are working along with members of Congress to try to get SBA to update these eligibility criteria to allow farms to also be eligible for this loan and grant program. That's not the case yet, but we're continuing to work to try to get that change made.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
That includes a number of tax benefits and tax breaks that apply to businesses, as well as a lending program that's being operated by the Treasury Department that's available for larger companies that don't meet the 500 employee or less threshold for the SBA programs. Also, as part of that legislation, it does allow USDA now to extend the term of marketing assistance loans, and this would apply on cotton for both Upland and ELS or Pima loans, and it will extend the term of those loans from the current 9 months to 12 months. USDA will be issuing guidance on this in the coming days, but USDA staff have already confirmed for the Cotton Council how this is going to work and that these loan terms are automatically being extended for that additional 3-month period. Nothing else will change. The repayment provisions and other components of the marketing loan program would remain the same. At this time, the Council's staff and industry leadership are working quickly to develop some industry proposals to provide to USDA and Congress on the type of relief programs and additional assistance that's needed to support the industry from the growers all the way through to the textile manufacturers as we continue to confront this crisis.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Some other important regulatory relief that's been provided for agriculture and the business community by various federal agencies. And again, a lot of this is outlined on the Council's COVID-19 resources page. So again, would encourage you to please visit that page to see what is check that site frequently as we keep it updated as additional information and resources become available.